YDY-82, FIU Global, clear.
This way, whoever that was, try it again, but back way off the microphone. Nah, I got nothing.
Me too. Where are you now?
Just past Shelter Rock, but I think I figured that out. You changed controllers.
Well, listen,
it could be a very precious thing at a party, you know, as long as they don't say anything else after that.
Yeah. Anyway, they got my car docked, which was nice. And I'm going to try to retrieve it and then go back and do a service call.
Okay. So, they must love you with that contract that you bought.
Yeah. Well worth it. You know? Unfortunately, they do that kind of mileage with the shop cars, but they don't do that.
Yeah, it really is good. You know that you're going to be keeping the car for a period of time. You know, it certainly makes it worthwhile. Plus, you have a lot of mileage. So, it makes sense. It's hard, though. You know, you go and you buy a car for X amount of dollars, and then they add on to that whatever they're getting on the service contract. 1,000, 12, 15, 25, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. You know, you say, oh my God, I'm spending that much more for the car.
Yes, now here's an interesting thing. When I bought this one, I checked around the service contract, and I found a dealer who was selling the service contract at a lower price, so I told the dealer I was buying it for free match this.
Yeah, they make a lot of money on it. That's a back room item. They don't take you in the back room like they used to. Remember they used to sell undercoating, and they tried to do that to my brother-in-law when he was buying a Honda back in 96 maybe, something like that. And, you know, he said to them, why do I need the undercoating? And I said, well, that prevents rust. And he said, so you're telling me you're selling me a car that's going to rust away? So they kind of backed off from that. But, yeah, they don't do very much, but the service contracts they sell, and they do have a lot of room to play games with them.
I know where... That's a bit for it, of course.
And you might have to wait until you get your car back with the antenna to keep talking now. You're breaking up altogether.
It'll probably be okay once I get on the expressway. Give me a few minutes. WB2ZSE.
Alright, that actually was better.
It just got new tires, I just got a wheel alignment, I just went through a bumpy piece of road. I can't win. WB2ZSE.
Are you back in your car now, or are you going to get your car?
Would be correct.
Now, you were breaking up. I couldn't understand you at all.
Get on, boy.
I think you said wait until you get on the LIE.
Yes, I did.
I shall wait until you can't be. Hey, Steve, I gotta leave for a minute. I gotta check the dog out. She's in here telling me she has to go out. Take the candy.
Yes, it'll be a few minutes. Thank you.
tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Kilowatt 2, Queen, Baker, Victor. K2QBV, Pomona, New York, with me. Could always count on someone being here. How are you, Rich? I'm doing good, Joel. I mean, usually there's somebody that can answer. But, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of the people, you know, older, retired people who would have come back on the theater, I don't think we have too many of them. So mostly it's people working. It's just a question whether you catch it at the right time or not. Okay, that's all right. Well, today was radio day. I spent 3 hours on the radio going to the Orlando show in Florida, the convention. So I thought I'd do paperwork, pay some of my bills, listen to the radio. But it was a good day on 20 meters. A lot of good stuff coming in from overseas. And now we decided, or I decided, I would try 2 meters and then go off the air. I have to turn the beam at 80 degrees. I was at 120 towards Africa, and then turned it up, and then said, well, I'll go back to 80. And there you are, K2QBV. K2QBV, well, you're doing fine today. Wherever you're pointed, you're doing fine. Well, the other beams work on different bands, so 40 on 2 meters, I've got to get in a certain slot. Something must be in between. Because I'm running 120 watts, 110 and 20. The beam's up at 112 feet. I can't hit this repeater unless I go in between. Anyway, I'm going to go out to dinner. My wife's out. We're going to meet her, or I'm going to meet her. And I have to pack and get on the plane. K2QBV. That's for tomorrow, though. Hi, very good. I wasn't sure if you were signing by what you just said. But have fun down in Orlando. Weather should be good, certainly better than what we have up here. Well, some of my friends from up there are already down there. One called me from the beach. He's sitting by the beach. And he said, oh, I'm sitting 15, 20 feet from the water. I was walking the dog last night, and it rained a little yesterday, but it froze quick, and I didn't realize that. And all I slipped head over heels, hit my head on the ice on top of the grass. So now I can't.